May is a big month for the television business. The current season is ending. Fans of the ABC hit Grey's Anatomy have been left with a cliffhanger, and NBC said goodbye to The West Wing. But as programs end, the networks are already announcing what they have in store for the fall season. This week, they're meeting in New York for what are called the upfront presentations. They put on flashy shows for advertisers, hoping they'll commit to buying ad time upfront before the season begins. NPR's Kim Masters is in New York, and Kim, this is all about the money, I guess.
Yes, it's worth about $9 billion in the past to the networks, and they gather together thousands of advertisers, trot out their stars, show clips from the shows, and try to clean up with the money.
And ABC is announcing the most new shows this week. That's a network that's been performing quite well.
ABC has been doing well. They have Desperate Housewives and Lost, but it's lost Monday Night Football, and some other shows that it had last season, like Commander-in-Chief and Invasion, didn't do well. So the network has no fewer than 6 new comedies and 6 new dramas.
And what looks promising?
Well, there's a comedy called Let's Rob, which is getting a lot of attention because it's about a band of misfits who try to rob a celebrity, and the first season that will be Mick Jagger. And Calista Flockhart will be back from Ally McBeal. She's returning in a show called Brothers and Sisters, an hour that will air on Sunday nights.
Now, Sunday night has been a big night for ABC. That's when they have both Grey's Anatomy and Desperate Housewives.
Yes, and ABC is going to move Grey's Anatomy to Thursday night, which is a bold move that could upset the fans. But ABC wants to broaden its strength beyond Sunday, and Thursday is the hottest night in advertising. So ABC is going to put Grey's Anatomy against CSI on CBS, and that leads me to NBC, which was planning to put its brightest hope for the next season in that same time period on Sunday.
And that's a program created by Aaron Sorkin, who also created The West Wing, called Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. Let's listen to a bit of a promo video for that show.
Matthew Perry, Amanda Peet, Stephen Weber, D.L. Hughley, Sarah Paulson, Nathan Cordry, Timothy Busfield, and Bradley Whitford in the most anticipated series this fall.
I've no reason to trust you and every reason not to.
Why?
You work in television.
Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, coming to NBC.
Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. It's a bit of a mouthful, Kim.
Yes, it doesn't trip off the tongue, but Studio 60 is supposed to be a behind-the-scenes look at a Saturday Night Live type of program. But I'd say the clips they showed to advertisers yesterday didn't play that well. It's hard to cut a drama into clips, but on the other hand, NBC may want to move the show rather than put it against a proven hit like Grey's Anatomy.
Well, if this week is all about wooing these advertisers, how are they responding so far?
Well, you know, usually about 80% of commercial time is bought up just after these upfronts. But Johnson & Johnson, a very big advertiser, has already announced they're going to sit out the upfronts and wait until they make their buying decisions.
And why are they going to wait?
Well, like a lot of other businesses, they're starting to put more money into advertising on the internet. And, you know, this is a great concern to the networks. NBC spent an enormous amount of time yesterday emphasizing a lot of internet strategies that it's going to pursue. They're going to have some sort of interactive component for almost every show. They are going to have something called First Look, where you can click on and watch episodes of series that have not even been on broadcast network yet. And they're going to have webisodes of little bits of The Office that will be put together in 2 and 3 minute pieces and you can watch every week. So this is a huge emphasis for NBC. Unlike ABC, which said it will do a lot on the internet, but tried to sort of suggest that NBC didn't quite have the content that it has and that the content is the key to all of this.
We've talked about ABC and NBC, and there's still more to come this week.
We have CBS, we have Fox, and we have the new network, the CW, which results from the combination of the WB and UPN.
Okay, NPR's Kim Masters in New York. Thanks very much.
Thank you.